Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we're talking about the bill's schedule release with Elizabeth Carey of the AAA of Western and Central New York. Why are we talking to Elizabeth? Because Bills fans are probably right now at their computers looking at their calendars and making plans to follow the team on the road. Elizabeth, you're probably one of them.
Oh, yeah. I love a good game at home or on the road. And, you know, nothing like making a road trip out of it or making a long weekend out of it to go and see the team and show your Bills Mafia spirit against our competitors.
Yeah, I mean, we know how well Bills fans travel, and they seem to be everywhere where the team goes. When you look at this schedule, what jumps out to you?
Oh, my gosh. It's so much different than what we've seen in the past. Last year, there were so many warm weather destination games on Sundays at 1 p.m. Things have changed a little bit for the Bills. So there's some that are cold weather in the winter destinations, like when you're talking about Chicago, Cincinnati. But like, think about the opening game against the L.A. Rams, like taking a trip across the entire country. It is possible. There's still flights available. It will cost you about $500 round trip and up, depending on your travel days. But then when you think about it, you get to L.A., there's plenty of hotels to choose from. But remember, prices are high in California. They're paying about $6 a gallon for gas right now. So plan for that and budget for that if it's something you think you can afford for that opening game. What an experience that would be in September on the 8th.
And, you know, another thing, too, on L.A., I saw somebody post this. Don't always think of flying into LAX, that there are other airports that are close by that you might get a better deal on.
Absolutely. You can fly into Burbank. You can fly, you know, the Bob Hope Airport. So there's a lot of different alternative airports that you can get into. JetBlue has some great flights going out there. So there are some low-cost carriers that you can take advantage of.
All right. How about Thanksgiving in Detroit? I mean, that's pretty close, right? That's got to be a big destination.
It could definitely be a road trip. So it's 534 miles round trip if you want to go to Detroit. If you're driving, say, a typical 2018 Chevy Equinox, it's going to cost you about $66 in gas round trip. So bargain, why not go, right? Spend Thanksgiving in Detroit. It'll cost you about $300 to stay at the MGM with the casino and the People Mover in Detroit, or there are cheaper hotels right within walking distance to the game. And one of the cool things about Detroit is you can stay downtown and walk and see, you know, where the baseball stadium is and also walk over and go to the Bills game. So there's a lot of things to see right there in Detroit, too.
And you can cross into Canada now, right? And that does make it a shorter road trip than otherwise.
It's definitely a shortcut to cut through Canada. And so just remember, you'd have to use that app and you could just drive right over according to the rules the way they are right now. You don't need a test or anything like that to go into Canada by car.
Yeah, right. Oh, so it's the Arrive Can app that you would need on your phone. All right, any other games that are jumping out at you?
Well, we have some unfinished business to take care of in Kansas City, and they're playing October 16th. It happens to be the day before my birthday, so I don't know. It might be a great way to celebrate. You know, after last year's playoff game, a lot of fans might want to head to Arrowhead Stadium. So it's going to cost you about $300 round trip to get to Kansas City, but there are plenty of hotels at various price points, depending on what location you want. So that might be a fun one to go to.
Yeah, I hope you do book that one. I think that would be great for you. Elizabeth, thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Go Bills.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.